Good evening, my lovelies. It's Annie here, and I'm giving you a big welcome to the 10-week wealth turnaround. Really, really exciting. We're off to a start for what's going to be an amazing journey into holding you to account, getting all your financial systems set up, and feeling confident by the end of the 10 weeks. We've run this a few times before, and I know that by the end of it, our ladies feel super empowered around finances. They've got their systems working for them, and they feel like money is finally an ally. So I'm really looking forward to hearing how you go over the journey and supporting you to get the outcomes that you want. So before we go any further, let me just check that the system's working fine. If you can just put your hands up, just click the hand symbol on the side of your control panel. That would be fabulous. Yay. Perfect. Looks like that's all working. Thanks so much. Good, good. Thanks, my darlings. So for some of you, it's only been a couple of days since we saw each other. So many of you, I can see, were at Be Wealth on Saturday, leaving on Saturday or Sunday. And it was a big weekend, wasn't it, ladies? If you were there, it was a really big weekend. Lots of transformation happened. It was a very powerful weekend, I think, for all of us. And if you weren't there, you can come next time. If you're there, if you're on the 10-week wealth turnaround, just participating in the online program, massive welcome to you as well. You have the recordings of Be Wealth from a couple of years ago, so you don't need to miss out on all the content. I'm sorry that you missed out on the buzz of the event, but you'll have everything that you need in your members area. So you're very welcome, and you'll get just as much out of the program. So tonight is really about setting the scene for you. Tonight's about explaining how this program's going to work, and we'll have a question and answer session as well afterwards. But basically, there are a series of videos for you. There's 10 videos on different topics, and let me know if you've already watched the first one. So hands up who's already watched week one. Or let's start with the intro as well. Hands up who's watched the intro video of the 10-week wealth turnaround. Just put your hands up. Okay, good. Some of you, perfect. I'll put your hands down. And hands up who's watched week one, the video for week one. Okay, great. A few of you as well. Thanks, I'll put your hands down. So I know that many of you were at the weekend, so you've probably been pretty busy since then. So there's plenty of time. However, the one thing that I'd like to highlight about this turnaround, the way it works best is actually if you keep pace with the program. So there's 10 videos over 10 weeks, and it's up to you when you watch them. It's up to you what time of day you watch them. But I'd love you to put some time aside in your diary to actually put, you know, to put the video time aside, and then you'll need a little bit of time also to implement the topics. So the first one is, there's an intro, which is about 15, 20 minutes. And then week one's video is around 30 minutes. And it's all about your vision. It's all about getting set with your big why. It's looking at your financial values as well, which some of you may have done at the weekend if you were there. I know that many of you did your career values rather than your financial values. I'm just getting some messages. Yes, Helen, that's right. There's a static picture. I don't have any video or slides for you tonight. It's just having a chat. So yes, you're fine, Helen. So yes, it's week one is about values. So if you did your career values at the weekend or you've done them previously, then you can focus on your actual financial values. And it's about getting clarity on your vision as well. So once you've done those practices after you've watched the video, it will probably take you around half an hour, I'd say. So you want to have about an hour aside for this first week. Each week's slightly different. There's different topics each week. Like week three is around jam jars. So that's the week when you'll be setting up your jam jars. Week two's around accountability and systems, whether it's YNAB or Quicken or Mint or whatever system you want to have. So setting up your systems. Week three is jam jars and managing money effectively. Week four is getting your money to work for you. So whether it's your investor, whether it's looking at automatic savings plans and high interest accounts and various things. Number five is around educating yourself for continual improvement. So it's learning about the rules and myths of the investing game and how to increase pension plans and all that sort of exciting information, save taxes and fees. Week six is about understanding and using debt effectively. So good debt versus bad debt, getting rid of consumer debt and really understanding the power of debt to secure assets for you and your family. Week seven is around conscious spending. So how millionaires manage their money and how they spend and what they don't spend money on. And then and also shifting your lifestyle so that you can get the maximum lifestyle out of the money that you have. And then week eight is around your team. So building your financial team, which is really cool. Someone's saying I've disappeared. Someone else is saying they can't hear me. Andrea, I think. Yeah, everyone else can hear me, Andrea. So sorry, honey. I think it might be you. Might be your end. Sorry, I've just had two people saying they can't hear me now, which is always a worry. Maybe it's my end, but I don't think it is. So, Andrew, it must be your end. Sorry. Week eight, my lovelies, is about getting your team. So your bookkeeper, your accountant, your independent financial advisor and a broker, etc. Week nine is the downside. So it's about insurances and booking in, you know, just to make sure that you've got everything locked in place, booking in the calls that you need with the experts. And then week 10 is around vision, legacy, and pulling it all together. So there's going to be a lot of content for you. And it's also about you just working through the content. So the content is not there for you to just kind of, just to listen to. The content's there for you to implement. And it's really important that you have a buddy, you have somebody to hold you account if that's going to work for you. But we're going to do our best to keep you at account, okay? So once you've watched a video, the way it's going to work is that you're going to come into the Facebook group on a Wednesday, and the lovely Ruth is going to be in there putting a post in the B1 Global Community. She'll put a post up there. It's going to be hashtag 10WWT, 10 Week Wealth Turnaround. That's our hashtag, so that you can find it easily. And she'll put a post up there telling you, you know, hey, it's week one. There'll be a picture of the 10 Week Wealth Turnaround. And there'll be an invitation for you to put your intentions in there. So please listen carefully to this so that it's going to work really easily for everybody. What I want you to do is to go under that post and reply to Ruth's post on the Wednesday, or as soon as you can after Wednesday. And so if she doesn't hear from you, she's got a list of everyone who's on the 10-week wealth turnaround. If she doesn't hear from you, she's going to tag you on the Friday and say, oi, what are you up to? What are your intentions? So once you get tagged, then please come in and reply to that main post in the B1 Global Community. Please don't reply to somebody else's post, because then your intentions will get lost. So please do a separate reply for each person, and then Ruth will come and check up on you after a few days and see how you're doing. So once you have posted your intention on the Wednesday or the Thursday if necessary, but preferably on the Wednesday, as soon as Ruth posts in the Facebook group, you've then got a week until the end of our 10-week wealth turnaround week. So our weeks are going from starting on Wednesday and ending on the following Tuesday. So post on the Wednesday. If you haven't posted by Friday, Ruth will chase you up. You've then got the next 6 days to complete your assignments around your wealth journey. Then what I want you to do is come back to your post, not anyone else's post, but to your post on that initial post by Ruth. and reply to your own post. In other words, you're going to post, my intentions for week one are to get clear on my vision and to do my values. You're going to write that in the group. Then whenever you've done those things, you're going to come back and reply to your own post saying, I did great. It was fabulous. I'm really clear on my values now. Or you're going to come back and say, I did my vision, but I didn't get to do my values because the kids got sick. Okay. And if Ruth doesn't hear back from you with your reply to your intentions in terms of your response as how you've been going, she will then chase you up on the Tuesday just to tag you again and say, how have you gone, honey? How's your week been? And how are you traveling? In which case you could then have your memory jogged and reply to her on the Tuesday. And then the Wednesday, that system will start again. So then the following Wednesday will be week two. You come and you reply to that post and you say, so my week two intentions are, and then you write them in. You have 6 days to complete those. You'll come back into your post and reply to your own post by the following Tuesday. And again, if you don't do these things, you'll get tagged and chased up. Okay, so is that clear for people? It's just about you being held accountable to what you say you're going to do. Don't freak out, everyone. It's going to be maybe an hour of your time during the week. So I'm sure you can all find out an hour. So it's not, I mean, obviously you can do your own study separately if you want to, but we're asking for probably an hour. Like the videos are around half an hour, maybe a little bit more. And depending on the week, I think the homework should be able to be done in about half an hour. So say an hour, maybe some weeks an hour and a half-ish. Okay. So access to the videos, Nadine is saying she hasn't got any yet. Has everybody else got access to the videos or have you not got access to the videos yet? Because that may be starting tomorrow morning. No, you haven't. Okay. Okay. In which case, you'll get them tomorrow. So that is the videos in your members area. So once you've signed up for 10-week wealth turnaround, they'll be posted into your members area under 10-week wealth turnaround tab 1 week at a time. So you'll get to see them 1 week at a time. So that should be available for you tomorrow morning. If there's any challenges with that, please message the office, okay? Don't message me, message the office. And that's talk@oneofmany.co.uk. Okay, let me come back to all these messages now. So that's the flow of the program. We will continue with that pattern for the 10 weeks. There are going to be calls every 2 weeks, live calls every 2 weeks. And in those calls, we'll be touching base about the first couple of videos. How's it going for you? If you got stuck, any questions? It'll be a Q&A session. And then otherwise, Ruth will be in that group checking up on you to post on the Wednesday, to chase you up on the Friday, to chase up your progress on the Tuesday, and then to post again on the Wednesday. If she's not in there other days as well. She won't be in there 24/7 for you, but she's going to be in there pretty regularly. Okay, so let me come back to the questions here. So these intentions are to do with the themes of the videos for the week. Yes, Sarah. So each week the video gives you instructions on particular topics, content on topics, and then instructions for your homework. You will put your intentions in. No, Gabriella, the intentions won't necessarily be the same. I mean, to all extents and purposes, they are the same for everyone. But, you know, you might just say, this week I'm going to commit to doing my vision. And then if you've got a particularly busy week, you might commit to doing your values the following week. So that's up to you. If you want to take 20 weeks to do the 10-week wealth turnaround, that's completely fine. However, we will only be providing the Facebook support and these calls for you for 10 weeks. If you want to take longer, that's up to you. However, what I've seen over time is that if you can keep pace with it, if you can diarize it, put the hour aside a week to listen to the video and then to do the homework, you will get the most out of the program. The other thing is if you're on Lead the Change and you have a coach, you can take this content to your coach. You can get supported by your coach as well. And it's really a bit of an intensive follow-up program for you to really implement. Because it's all very well coming to be wealth, but if you don't do the stuff, it's going to stay the same. So we're really keen on holding your hand throughout the whole process so that you can get the outcomes that you're wanting. So your intentions are your personal intentions. They're going to be around, you know, the week one video for sure, but it's up to you what you want to commit to doing. And again, with a time frame, that's up to you, but we're only going to hold you to account for the 10 weeks. After that, you're on your own, my darlings. So do make the most of what's off, on offer for you. Yes, Sarah, the posts will be in the B1 Facebook page because not all of you are on Lead the Change. So it won't be in the forum, which is the closed group for Lead the Change. It's going to be in the B1 Global Community Facebook page. And it will be a tile like this tile that you can see on the picture. It'll be this picture probably, and it'll say intentions week one, and then you're going to write them up in the group. And also you can search for it because there's so many people in the Facebook group now. You know, the feed goes through pretty quickly. There's a search bar on the left-hand side, and you can always put into there 10WWT, 10-week wealth turnaround. Okay. Great. Fabulous. So let me come down to the rest of these questions. So Sue, they will be in your members area, my love. So in your members area, depending what programs you have access to, it'll be under 10-week wealth turnaround tab. That's fine. They won't be in there then yet, Sarah. If you all haven't got access to it, then you'll all get access tomorrow morning. Okay, Jane, if you're doing the online course so far, you're not out of sync at all with those who are on the weekend. Nope, you're completely fine. I mean, there are the videos of the Be Wealth event are in your members area as part of your 10-week wealth turnaround. So you can watch those. If you've already watched them, great. If you haven't, don't worry, that's okay. You can catch up with the event videos as you go through. There's no need to have to watch them all before you get to week one because it's a standalone course. Those of you who have done the weekend will be familiar with some of the topics, and this will be the accountability piece. But Jane, that's fine if you want to watch the videos as you go through. Okay, Veronica, that should have been answered for you in your members area. Sophie is disappearing from tomorrow morning for the next 11 days, a digital detox on a Vipassana retreat. Oh, how fabulous, lucky you. Would it be possible not to be named and shamed in your absence? There's no naming and shaming, honey. It's just a very friendly checkup. I will endeavor to. Why don't you actually, Sophie, why don't you send a message to the inbox? Because it's a bit difficult to multitask from my end. Why don't you send a message to the inbox just saying that you're going to start up on week two or three and just letting Ruth know that you won't be part of it for that week, and then she'll try and not tag you, but it's just going to be a tag if she does. Enjoy Vipassana, that's fabulous. And then you can catch up when you get back, that's cool. Okay. No, Beverly, don't need to have finished watching the retreat videos first. No problem. That's fine. Sophie, you can message to talk@oneofmany.co.uk. talk@oneofmany.co.uk. Great. Good. Thank you. Sarah's saying my emails keep bouncing back from talk@oneofmany.co.uk. It's very strange. Ruth is aware but thinks it may have been resolved, but they're still bouncing back. How odd. Have you got another email address, Sarah, that you can give them? Or maybe you could maybe call them in the morning as well. The phone number's on the website. I don't know it off by heart, but you can check on the website and then maybe send them another address, see if that one works. Yeah, try that. Cool. Good idea. Okay, my darling. So are we clear on the logistics of the program? Sounds like Everyone's clear on that. It'll become very clear as you go through. What we're going to do is keep tabs on you all, and certainly not for the purposes of naming and shaming, but just to support you to make sure that you, you know, do you need everything? Do you have everything you need? Do you have accountability? Do you have, are you getting stuck with anything? And Ruth will be there to hold your hand through every step of the way. So it's a really sweet time, really sweet program to be on. And because there's lots of accountability, I just will say again, take advantage of it, ladies. It's there. We don't offer it all the time. We only do this once a year. You can buy the program at other times, but it won't have the live support. So it's well worthwhile jumping in. Having said that, there is always a drop-off. There is always a drop-off. And the ladies who are on Lead the Change, who have coaching, are the ones who drop off least, I have to say, because they're being accountable to somebody else. So if you're not on Lead the Change, I would encourage you, and you feel that you're not great at, you know, following through or completing projects, I would encourage you to also get a buddy. And get a buddy, and then you can keep yourself accountable to them. Okay? So the more accountability you have, the better. Now, the other thing to say about this is it should be fun. It should be fun. For those of you at the weekend, hopefully you're feeling more empowered now. You're feeling clear around your next steps. And this is getting the systems in place. So we talked at the weekend about your big picture, about your value that you're bringing to your wealth creation. We talked about career values. And for some of you, we did financial values. We talked about the big picture, how to stand in a place of being wealth. Now is the time to deal with the nuts and the bolts. So this program is where you go and you get your account set up. You have the conversations with your IFA. You get your estate planning sorted and look at your legacy. You really do look at all the pieces of accountability around wealth in detail, and you get it done. I've done this myself. I've been through with a friend and gone, okay, let's go through this together and to keep ourselves accountable. And it feels so good to get this stuff done, because most of it, you do it once and then it's set up, like your estate planning, for example. You just set that up and then it's done. You don't have to worry about it. So this really is ticking lots of things off a list that will be done, and then you can relax about it all, setting up systems that work. So it's fun. Enjoy it. Okay, let me just check here. Message from Sarah. So Sarah's saying, one of my main concerns is that after the Be Wealth this weekend, was I in the right career? So while I was there, you mentioned about the wealth dynamics, and I wondered, would this affect my 10-week wealth turnaround anyway? Not at all, honey, not at all. This is not about your career. This is just about your money management. Remember, we talked about the three pieces, the make phase, the manage phase, and the multiply phase. So the make phase, we covered off in a few different ways at Be Wealth. We cover it off in full at Be Fulfilled. Over the 10-week wealth turnaround, we're looking at the manage phase. So it's really about managing your money, making sure that your money's working for you, making sure that the savings pot is growing, your growth pot's growing, and that you can then invest that. So we do talk about the multiply phase a bit as well. But mainly, this is the manage phase for you. So it's irrelevant, doesn't matter what your career's doing at the moment, whether you're happy in it or not, or whether it's the right one for you. This is simply about managing the money that you do have so that it's effective and efficient, and you can sleep at night and know that it's growing itself and out there working its hardest for you. Is that all right, Sarah? Good. Excellent. Cool. All right, my lovelies. So just to flag that if you have any challenges with the content, if you find anything difficult, if you're on Lead the Change, please take that to your coach. If you are not on Lead the Change and you want coaching, you can always sign up for coaching individually. But otherwise, as I said, get an accountability buddy and really use the accountability that we're offering you. We will answer questions as we go through. I'll be here to answer questions on these calls. And you can also, you know, let Ruth know in your intentions and your responses that you're having a tough time with something or other. But you won't necessarily get full-on one-on-one coaching on it, right? She'll just give you her best guess and her best advice. So just be aware of, if you need anything more, that you can reach out to us and we'll get you sorted with whatever it is that you need. So week one, when you get to watch the video for week one, it's going to be about your vision, about your big purpose. And as well as needing to have a big why for your wealth generation, I think it's also vital that you also have a big why around this program. So why do you want to get your wealth sorted? Why do you want to be able to manage it effectively? Why? What is the reason that's going to allow you to put in the effort and the energy to go through this program? I'd love to hear from you all. What's your big why around this? In other words, what's your vision? What's it going to give you to have your wealth sorted and working for you? Ronnie's saying, so we can go sailing for a year. Yay. Perfect. Love it. Sarah's saying, take back control. Yeah, good one. Good. Feel confident. Feel empowered, in control, says Deborah. To leave the biggest legacy to charities when I die. Awesome, Nadina. Beautiful. Comfort, says Amanda. Received inheritance from my mum and I don't want to fritter it away. I don't have your first name. It's Kamal, but I don't have your first name. I'm sorry. It's not written on there. Stephanie's saying, freedom to live a global lifestyle and fulfill my purpose. Beautiful. Jane is going to say, it means no sleepless nights worrying. Yeah, perfect. I want to be ahead instead of chasing my tail, says Rachel. I want to feel secure and have stability and security. Elaine wants to be completely independent rather than just being stable and good at budgeting. Oh, good. Stop having sleepless nights. Yep, that's a theme, Amanda. Sarah says, it bores me and I tend to let my husband do it all. Oh, okay, wow, that's interesting. So we'll be talking about responsibility and accountability and delegating versus abdication, Sarah. So, oh, and the other Sarah is saying, stop abdicating. There you go. Start owning my own responsibility. Perfect. Karen says, why? I think I just want to escape the shame. Talk about away from motivation. Yeah, right. But thanks for being honest about it. Katie is clarity and relaxation instead of worrying about how much I do or don't have. Great. Love it. Adele, my why is that I want my power back around money since becoming a stay-at-home mum. Okay, great. Oh, Lucy. Thanks, Lucy, for letting me know your first name. Cool. Jen wants to give myself freedom from my current salary and be able to step into something where I can really make a difference to the world. Okay, good. And the management piece will help you to do that, right? Lucy, the other Lucy, sleep better, make my money really work in an ethical way. Okay, good. Jen wants to get back on top of your finances after a crazy couple of years and to work towards your ultimate vision. I've seen some pretty exciting pictures of some of your vision, Jen. That's looking cool. And Karen, yes. Nice question. How do you turn an away from motivation into a towards? I will flag that in a sec. Remove the worry, says Sue, to feel secure, to grow, to receive, says Fiona. Sarah saying, vision to spend time with family and really do what I want when I wake up. I love creating, so I would love to do that. Plus not think I have to wake up to earn money. Cool, great. So we've got voluntary, media saying stability, security, understanding best options for putting children through university. Okay, that's nice. I can't see your name. I'm not sure who that is, but good one. Some more security and independence for Beverly. Kirstine's wanting understanding how to manage inheritance when parents die. Short term, just to not be as scared of having money when it comes in. Yeah, good one. And Gabriella's wanting to feel more of an equal as my husband does it all at the moment. Brilliant. Heather saying, big shame around money to transform to feeling good about this. Calm, grounded, visionary legacy. Give that contribution to make a difference. Love it, Heather. Thank you. Elizabeth saying, more time with people I care about. Freedom to follow my heart. I'm trying to think of towards motivation, but can only come up with away from, says Sophie. I'm embarrassed I don't earn much money. I'm too reliant on my partner and want to feel valued for what I do. Security for those I love. Awesome. I want to be able to be more generous with my money and my time, says Amanda. Susan, to make up the other half of my part-time salary and create a future of possibilities. Kirsten wants to do my bit for the family and help us towards a different vision of life. And Beverly's used all my rainy day fund, escaping a bad situation and need to feel on level ground again. Wow, okay. So look, my darlings, you've all got very different whys. There's some themes there, right? There's some themes around security. There's some themes around wanting to be able to sleep at night and not worry. There's some themes around responsibility. There's some themes around wanting to make a difference. There's some themes around wanting to feel kind of in charge and confident around money. So whatever it is for you, I really encourage you to get clear on that why and see what it will give you. So for some of you, it's about, you know, letting go of what we call away from motivation, which if you haven't done your values yet, you'll find out more about that when you do your values in week one. So those things that you're afraid of, whether it's being too reliant on your partner, not feeling that you have security, being worried about security, those are the things that you want to keep focusing on letting go of so that you can step into the confidence, into the freedom, into the sense of security or stability that you want rather than focusing on what you don't want. So that's fine. You don't have to have done that now. But to be aware that if you are driven by the fear still, there's still some letting go for you to do. And it will be a great opportunity as you go through the program to kind of identify that and keep working on it. Because we identified for those at the weekend, the away from motivations, because they're fear-based, they create really inconsistent results. So if you have fears around your money, it's likely to motivate you to do some stuff when you're in contact with that anxiety. But when things are okay, you won't have the motivation. Whereas if you're really connected with a big why that's very positive for you and what we call towards motivated, then you'll be seeing yourself on a desert island, you know, working in the South Pacific and on your laptop, kind of sitting on a beautiful blue sea on one of those lounges that you can sit on the water in, you know, doing your work there. If you've got that vision of what it is that you're moving towards and what you want, it's really connected with your heart. It's connected with your passion and your fulfillment, and you're much more likely to do it. Ronnie says, I'm there. Yeah, me too. You're much more likely to do it than if you're trying to avoid some anxiety or some fear. Okay. So just be aware of that and get clear on what it is that's going to get you up listening to the videos and doing these practices over the next 10 weeks, because life will get in the way, guarantee it. You'll get busy, there'll be stuff happen, there'll be things happen over 10 weeks that probably you didn't plan. And as with anything, if you can make a commitment, it's really great to find a way to follow it through. As I said, in the 10 weeks, or if it takes you longer, it takes you longer, no problem. But keep doing the things. It feels great when you do them, it really does. Okay, so Katie says, what happens with towards motivation, e.g. tropical island, once you get it? Does it still provide positive motivation and results? Well, once you've done the desert island thing, the tropical island, and you get it, maybe there's something else that you want that would motivate you. And perhaps that's contribution. Perhaps that's giving back if you've ticked a lot of things off your personal list. It might be making a bigger difference. It might be leaving a legacy for your family. Who knows? But there's always generally something that's moving us to take action in the world. We talked about that on the weekend for those of you who are there, as being kind of just what's inside that wants to be expressed. And if that's hanging out on desert islands or creating charities or starting multi-million dollar businesses, that's your towards motivation. That's what kind of fuels you. That's what excites you when you wake up in the morning. So yes, Katie, I'm sure you will be creative to find more things to move towards. Great, excellent. Kirsten's saying, realize this weekend I'm afraid of being successful. Okay, great. Hiding under a rock will keep me safe from being seen and stops me from earning what I deserve. Is it being successful, Kirsten? Just check. What will happen if you get to be successful? What are you worried about? So if you're seen and you're successful, what do you worry will happen? You can let me know if you want to, if anybody wants to have a chat, you can just put your hands up and I'll come and open the line to you. Otherwise, you can just put messages in the message box. Kirstine's saying, I think it's what I have to say, that people would judge me for my hippie speak. Okay, great. So is it success or is it judgment, actually? And what will happen if you're judged? Is it that people will not be around you? Is it actually a fear of being alone? Or is it maybe the shame of being judged? If you can get really clear on that, Kirstine, then you can keep working on letting go of it, right? But I don't think it's success for you. I think there's something under that. It might look like it's success, but actually it's what will happen if you're seen and what will happen if people judge you if you're seen, right? Sarah is saying, I thought I had a fear of success, but when I explored it, it was actually a fear of failure. Yep, that's pretty common. Yep. If you have a look at it, it's generally something else. Clarin, that's fine, no problem. That's all fine. You can listen to the recording afterwards. I've kind of gone through how the Facebook part of this is going to work, or you can just jump into the B1 Global community and you'll see the post and then you can just follow what everyone's doing. I will just repeat it at the end, Clarin, so if you want to hang on, I'll just repeat that at the end. Good, Kirsten, thank you. Deborah is allowed. Yes, you are certainly allowed to aspire to work from a Caribbean island. You can aspire to whatever you want, my darling, especially from Queen. You're entitled to have whatever you want. Okay, good. Let me come to the hands up here. So Kay, let me open the line to you. Hi, Kay, honey. Can you click your microphone symbol, please? It's a little orange microphone symbol on your GoToWebinar control panel. Maybe either you can't find it or you didn't want to talk to me at all. But I'm not seeing, I can't talk to you, honey, because I can't. I've unmuted you, Maya, but you need to unmute yourself your end. If you're on a phone, sometimes you have to click on the screen and then that option pops up. Oh, sorry, I can't hear you and you're still muted your end. So I'll mute you again my end. And if you manage to work that out, I'll put your hand down. If you manage to work that out, just put your hand up again or send me a message in the question box. Okay, let me check here again. So Fiona, let me come and unmute you. Hi, Fiona.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, long time no see.
I know.
It's been a while. Yesterday.
it was just, it's not really even a question. It was just so liberating yesterday to make a massive financial decision for me. I'm doing the mastery and I'm doing the coaching cert.
Oh, wow.
And I paid up front, which was out of my savings that have been in a bucket.
Yeah.
With a lid on, being very secure and safe. And you know, my big question was, what am I going to do with my savings? And I spent quite a lot of it, yes, in one big go yesterday. And I felt so good about it. I was just kind of playing all day with that kind of, well, that is investment. When I invest in me, that is the best return on investment I'm going to get on that $8,000.
Wow, that's amazing, honey.
So, it has been such a change. When I'm thinking, what should I do with the money? I can put it in this account or that account. Yeah. Do this with it. How am I going to get more back than the potential of what I can earn by doing coaching and by developing myself?
Exactly.
And it was so much to make that decision without my guts turning and my fear rearing its ugly head and the what if you never ever have any money again kind of sitting in there. I'm just going, spend it.
I'm so happy that you've been able to get to peace with it and that you feel you've made the right decision for you. So now your job then is just to do what it takes, right? to make that that doesn't really work for you. And to
now say I've got to finish, need the change, start the coaching cert, finish Be Well, pencil it into my diary.
Great. So just prioritize it, just diarize it, and you'll get through. You know, coach cert is probably like 9 months, so that's just step by step. It's all very much step by step. And you can get clarity as you go through. You don't have to have everything sorted now in terms of business options. So you're going to be an amazing coach, Fiona. You really are.
Thank you.
You'll be amazing.
That's kind of all. It was just so nice to be able to make that choice freely. Yeah. I feel good about it. So.
And that's a really big shift, even from like Thursday night. You know, I remember talking to you Thursday night, and there was still a lot of fear there for you, right?
Yeah, no peaches on the floor or anything.
I know. Nothing. That's incredible. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so thanks a lot. And that's all I really wanted to say.
Brilliant. I hope you're celebrating, hun.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I'm celebrating with a very long day in the office. I'm still here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's an incentive, right, to have your coaching business up and running.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am a certified coach.
Yeah.
But I want to do this thing with men, and I think it will. We can always. There's always more to learn, isn't there? Always more.
Exactly. So. Wonderful. Thank you so much. So looking forward to having you on board with the course as well.
Brilliant.
Thanks, my darling.
Cheers.
Okay, Hannah. Let me open the line to you. Hi, Hannah. Are you there? Ooh. Hannah, hello? I can't hear you for some reason, Hannah. I'm really sorry. You are unmuted, but I can't hear you. So it's something to do with your sound system. Maybe turn your sound up, put a headphone in. I'll mute you again. I've seen that you've done a message, so I'll reply to the message. And just put your hand up again if you get your sound sorted, your end. Okay, so you said that you're doing the online version and you're on week 6. Okay, great. Your husband has been very happy to let you take the lead on this, where you haven't in the past. Great. You've been arranging your growth pot, and when you mentioned wanting to speak to an IFA, your husband immediately said, "We don't need to do that. Just put it in a stocks and shares ISA." I feel a bit deflated because there are so many options and I want to explore them. How do I get him back on board? Okay, so do you have everything in a joint pot, Hannah? Do you have your own money? In which case, if you have any of your own accounts, then obviously you can investigate that for yourself, even if he's not wanting to. What about it's joint money? Oh, Hannah, do you want me to try you again? Okay, let me try you again. Hi, Hannah, are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Oh, you're very faint, my darling. Can you speak up or turn your sound up?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, that's much better.
Okay, I'll turn it up a bit more. There we go.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Lovely. Hi. Thank you. Good, good. So it's joint money, you're saying?
Yeah, we have everything in a joint pot, and everything goes in and we pay everything out. But at the moment, I'm on maternity leave and I don't plan to go back to my old job because I'm going to do the coaching certification and set up my own business from it.
Great.
So at the moment, we're just living off his salary. So I feel a bit like there's a power shift because now I'm not bringing in my usual amount of cash to the table. I'm feeling like I can't make the decisions that we would have done before.
Yes. So is that more important for you, or is the IFA more important for you?
I definitely feel like I need to address the issue at home. The power difference now that I'm doing something a bit different. The IFA, I guess we can probably get round. If I see one myself, then I can present the findings to him.
Exactly.
And
you can tell him that. You can just say, look, I'm really interested in learning some more options. If you put a really positive frame around it, I'd love us to be able to maximize our savings, maximize our returns, and I'd love to have a chat. You know, totally respect that you don't want to, but I'm just going to have a, you know, conversation with one and see if there's any other options for us.
Yeah, I think I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah, great.
I'm not sure how upfront I'll be about it. Maybe I'll go and then see what happens, and then come back and speak to him about it afterwards.
Okay, if that's going to work best for you. And in terms of taking your power back, what are you afraid would happen for you if you were to tell him you're going to do that?
I don't know, just in case he shoots the idea down again, saying it's really not necessary because I know best kind of thing. And then with not currently bringing the income in as I would normally do, it's more difficult to then say, well, actually, I'm going to do it with my portion of the money, or I don't know.
So do you have some feelings around not bringing in your side of the money at the moment?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling it a little bit, especially because I'm not going back to my old job. So I really am starting from scratch with the new business and not knowing how it's going to work out. So I guess I'm feeling a bit fearful over that as well.
Mm-hmm. And so is he supporting you?
He is. He's been really good about it.
Okay, great. And how are you feeling about that?
Surprised. Actually.
So you're okay with that?
So I was really pleased that he knew that it meant so much to me to be there for our family as a whole, because we've just had our third child.
Oh wow.
So yeah, there's a lot going on. So I don't want to go back to a job where I'm in superwoman mode all the time. Definitely needed to take a step back and make a job that works for me that I really care about.
Yeah.
And so I think he could see that, and he's really on board with it. He's really happy with that.
Fantastic. So that's brilliant that he's supporting you that much. And what I'm hearing, though, is just an opportunity for you to take some power back. So is there any sense of you having given some power away because you're not contributing so much financially at the moment?
Yeah, I think perhaps I gave some power away when we first had children and I didn't go back full time. I've always worked part time since then.
Right.
And so the shift has always been, well, if you want to go back to work full time, then, you know, you have to do everything because at home, because you're not working full time. And it's a bit of a sticking issue, that one.
Right. Okay. So for you to be like really in your queen around this, Hannah, and really stepping into the queen rather than feeling apologetic or guilty or any of those other feelings around it, what do you need to do? What do you need to believe about yourself or about your relationship?
That I do know what I'm doing, and I am good for it, kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, if he supports me now, I'm good for it. In the future, I don't know. I think I need to work on Queen.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the best access point for you, Hannah. So in terms of having conversations, if you're feeling like things aren't equal at the moment, the more you can step into Queen, the more you can receive gracefully from him, but also the more you can feel entitled to receive, but also to be supported, you know. And have things the way that you want them right now.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to, work on my queen.
Have you done your profile?
I have, yep.
And what level was your queen?
Low on queen and lover.
Yeah, right, okay. All right. So have you got some exercises to do? Have you done Be Powerful?
Yeah, I'm working my way through Be Powerful at the moment. So it's really good.
Perfect. That's perfect timing. So yeah, you've got the enhancing exercises there for lover and queen. And I think for you, I think love is going to be a real key. You know, once you have that really deep self-belief and self-love and self-cherishing, queen becomes even easier.
Okay.
And often there's an opportunity for you here really to step into unconditional valuing of yourself rather than valuing for bringing in the money. you know, that you just value yourself inherently for who you are, and that you see your value in the relationship as well, just for the wondrous woman that you are, you know.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes, not just
I think it's going to be a good year.
So how would you feel if you could really honour your own contribution, not just financially, but in all other ways? How would you be feeling about taking charge of some financial decisions?
Well, obviously, I've been doing the online version, so I have been taking charge, and it's been feeling really, really good. And actually, at the end of each week, I reconcile all of our joint accounts, mm-hmm. and I feed that back to Mark. We have like a little, this is where we're up to, mm-hmm. and it feels really good that I'm the one that's taking control of that, and he values my opinion on it and what we should do.
Right.
So it definitely feels powerful to have taken, put the, because the systems took a while to get into place, but once they were there, mm-hmm. it's really quite quick each week to just see where we're up to.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. Okay, good. Yeah. So just imagine being in your queen, kind of put your crown on and have your robe thrown from your shoulders. And then imagine having the conversation with him about looking at other options for your investment.
Yeah.
Speaking to an IFA, how does that feel from there, from that place?
I feel like he would just say yes.
How interesting.
How could he not say yes?
How interesting. Isn't that great?
That's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well done you.
Yep.
So it's not the words that you say, it's who says them. In other words, it's which part of you. You can say the same words from Victor, and you can say the same words from Queen, and you get entirely different response. So, you know, really use the power types, Hannah, as you go through this. And it's great that you're doing Be Powerful as well, because I think there's some wonderful, wonderful growth and confidence that you'll get from this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you so much. Let us know how you go with the conversation.
Thank you. Will do. Thanks, Annie.
Oh, darling. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jane, let me open the line to you. Hi, Jane. Oh, I can't hear you, honey. I've unmuted you this end. It looks fine. Can you just check your sound system? Put headphones in or take them out or turn your sound up your side. No, got nothing, Jane. I'm really sorry. I'll have to mute you again and then I'll put your hand down. And if you get your sound sorted, put your hand up again or type me a message. All right, who else have we got here? Let me see. Sarah, let me come to you. Hi, Sarah. Can you click on your microphone symbol, your side? That's it. Hello.
Hello. Oh, wow. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just, I typed in my box, actually, but I've realised I've got my hand up as well, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I've just got your message. That you have to set up jam jars for your son.
Yeah, so I came away from Be Wealth and I was feeling quite nervous. I had quite, I don't know, I had a big headache actually for the past couple of days, and I was feeling incredibly like I had a massive hangover.
Oh, wow.
A strange thing. Yeah. So I knew there was something happening or coming up.
Yep.
So without realising, I was able to have a conversation basically with my partner. Who actually listened to me, because normally when we talk finances, he stomps off to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
So, again, actually in my warrioress, my queen, I just told him about a bit about the weekend and how it kind of given me a bit more confidence about us. So I think, it's amazing. I kind of came home, set up the jam jars with my son, who was super excited about it.
Yeah.
I talked to Carl about the accounts and stuff, and you know, he started opening up about different things, and also that unfortunately we do have some bad news. So I think that his energy of kind of being upset about the accounts and money and things like that is because we have a property where we have a sitting tenant.
Right.
Who hasn't paid the rent for 6 months.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a worry. So I'm kind of carrying him a little bit, if it were.
Right.
Emotionally. Yeah. Way, which is interesting. So what's happened now is that he's actually, in one sense, he said, okay, this is what's going on with the house accounts, this is what's going on with the other accounts, but he's kind of given me the lead to look at everything.
Okay.
So it's kind of good, but I'm a little bit nervous because it's quite overwhelming to suddenly think that he was kind of managing it.
Mm.
And now I've got the reins. So I'm kind of learning on the job, as it were.
Yeah, right. Excuse me. So that's really unfortunate that that's happened and that you're having to step up. How do you feel, though, about having more responsibility or more kind of power in the situation?
I was feeling quite good about it, but I feel, I think I realised that my fear is coming from not knowing enough and maybe not having the understanding of how, you know, the different terminologies of things and that. I've always shied away from it. So, you know, I also felt better actually by coming away at the weekend because we did a breakdown of our finances, and actually I wasn't in that bad a state at all, and I thought it was
right.
A terrible state. And so it just shows how everything was everywhere. Mm. But all I feel like in this situation is that, it's kind of all over the place, but I think by doing things bit by bit, step by step, it's going to just help us get the focus back and maybe have that energy floating away with somebody taking advantage of us.
So I think there's a great opportunity for you to, you know, to get things sorted as well as you can. Obviously, you can't always control other people, and that's a really unfortunate situation to have. But it does sound like a lot's been shifting for you, Sarah. Those kind of those symptoms that you described of feeling a bit kind of hungover and strange, headachy and stuff, that can happen and is often a sign that you've shifted a lot over the weekend. So if anyone else is feeling a bit tired or exhausted or a little bit, that can just take a few days to shift through. And some people are on top of the world. Some people feel knackered. So that's all fine. But I think you've made a big shift, Sarah, and it's just going to take just a bit of time to move through and really for you to feel empowered in the situation, even though people are acting in a way that's, you know, awful for you. So what can you do? What actions can you take, and how can you step back into feeling like you are kind of queen in the center of your life? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's just having the strength for both of us, I think, at the moment, because I think he's kind of slightly relying on me a little bit in that sense, because I didn't realize, you know, obviously he's been carrying this around for a while and hasn't mentioned it. So that shift was probably something that engaged us to have that conversation as well. So
right. So at this point, you know, in relationships shift around, right? Some people, sometimes one person's having a good time and then the other person has a good time. It's just, and the difficult time, it's just, and energy is often shifting. So the dynamics can shift in a relationship. So the more that you're in queen, the more you can hold that energy and that power for yourself, but also to support him. And you can support him that way. You can do your bit and take back charge, and hopefully he'll feel looked after and cared for that way.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
You do your best, and you're going to have lots and lots of support as you go through this, Sarah. So, you know, you won't be alone in stepping up that way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, let me just see. Let me just check these messages here. Okay, so Sarah is saying my hubby is pretty on top of things. Not sure I want to bring in an IFA. In the past, we have always found it an expensive option. I can relate to the current caller. By the way, I'm a very reluctant stay-at-home mum, so he is supporting me 100%. Oh, wow. It's good to get, you don't need to bring in an IFA if you don't want to, but it's good to get independent advice. You don't have to sign up with them in any way. You can just have a chat with them. Most of them offer you a free chat. I would have a chat to a couple of people personally, but that's up to you, Sarah. So whatever works, but just so that you feel like you've looked at all the options, all the options. Nice to see that you're receiving and being supported, even though you're reluctant about it. Okay, Maria is saying, fed the cat, but not yourself yet. That's cool. Kirsten is saying, just trying to find a solution for my family that allows my husband to change being the main earner but doesn't disrupt the kids. Lives too much, but realise the best solution might be that neither get exactly what they want. Oh, just doesn't disrupt the kids' lives too much. Okay. I'm looking for strategies for how to communicate this rather than fall into the trap of thinking I've got to find a way to replace his income to keep everyone happy. Okay, great. So that is going to be an ongoing conversation, I think, by the sound of that, Kirsten. And to communicate that is going to be Queen again. I think for most of you that Queen is probably the best power type to be having financial conversations about. Yeah. I mean, that's, you're just going to have to do the numbers and find out what other ways you can bring the money in, or can you downsize? What do you need to do to change that? So it's about looking outside the box, I think, Kirsten, and being really creative with options. And communicate that from your care, from your mother power type, you know, looking after everybody, but also from Queen, of just, this is what you think is best that needs to happen. Thank you, Valerie. Clarence saying, I just wanted to share that I've been vibrating higher since Saturday. Yay. And the universe has definitely been matching my vibration. I've done the three things I said I'd do this week. Set up jam jars for my children, cancelled my gym membership and weekly personal training session. I was also going to cancel the room I rented a yoga center, but the universe didn't agree with this. Because on Sunday, I had an email from someone wanting a discovery session and from the owner of the yoga center wanting me to do a 3-hour workshop for the corporate company. I'm so over the moon. We will see what the outcome is. My yoga class today has almost doubled from last week. Wow. I feel so amazing and grateful. Fantastic. That's awesome, Claren. Well done. That's really, really cool. Let me see. Sarah, did Be Wealth this weekend, and in the time I've been home, I've set up jam jars for my son, who's excited. My partner has agreed to show me all the accounts and details to do with the house account that I haven't had access to, and his accounts. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Also has encouraged me to take the lead. And I'm hoping to meet with a financial advisor. Plus, I've started my tax return instead of leaving it to January. Hey, Sarah, you should be feeling so proud. That's just amazing. That's really amazing. Amanda, thank you. Lucy, yeah, it's just energy hangovers and sometimes and just, you know, stuff moving around. So just take it gently. Look after yourself. Katie's saying the partner being across the room through the money conversations was him trying to distance you from the stress and the pain of being with a tenant. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Kirsten's saying, bring on the Queen. Sophie's asking, what are some good things to do to strengthen Queen energy? There's Queen Sophie. Have you done Be Powerful? Because there's you get the Queen enhancing exercise in there. The simplest thing to do is get a piece of music that helps you to step into Queen, and then to listen to it every day. Okay, listen to it every day. Okay, you haven't done it. So yeah, piece of music that really reminds you of Queen energy. Listen to it every day. Close your eyes. Imagine your crown on the top of your head. Imagine the cloak flowing from your shoulders. And feel into the qualities. Do you have the power type cards, Sophie? Because if you do, you can read that and get really clear on them. Okay, so read that while listening to the music and really feel her in your body. It's not just about reading it, it's about feeling it, okay? So really kind of get those energies in your body. That'll help you. If you do that every day for a week, that'll help. Maria, were we meant to get a list of the mentors that were at this weekend? We don't think we had one there and then, but if you want to message the office, email the office, then I'm sure they'll be able to get it for you. So it was Rebecca Robertson was the IFA, and we also had Mary Waring who jumped in as well for us. Mary Waring has been on Lead the Change, so you can connect with her in the group. Okay, fabulous. Wow, well done, ladies. That is so inspiring already. Those of you who are at the weekend have made some big changes. That's very cool. Sarah, for kids, jam jar equivalents is jam jars. Exactly the same. You know, the figures will be smaller, but you can just do the same for teens. Jo was saying that she has like real physical jam jars for her son. He's, what's he now? Four? So he has real jam jars and he puts his, you know, 5p in this and 2p in that. So yeah, it's cool to have them. Works well. All righty, my darlings. Okay, good. So it looks like that's all the questions and comments. So we'll wrap up for tonight. And then just to clarify again, once you'll get the video in your members area tomorrow morning, go into the Facebook page. You'll see a tile, like a picture that looks like this picture you can see here. There'll be a message from Ruth saying, please post your intentions. You go in there and reply to that message and put your intentions in. She will tag you on Friday if you didn't do that, just to see if you want to add your intentions. And then you've got until next Tuesday to complete on your intentions or to let us know how you're going with your intentions by replying to your own post. Please don't reply to somebody else's with your intentions because it'll get lost. Reply to your own one with how you're going. And if Ruth hasn't heard from you by Tuesday, she'll message you again, tag you, and you've got the opportunity to message before we start again with week two next Wednesday. So I can't wait to be supporting you, my darlings, through this process. It's a wonderful process. It's really fun. Enjoy it. Get a glass of bubbly or some nice hot chocolate with you when you're going to be doing your homework. Make it fun, okay? It's like remember to make things that are unfun into fun by consciously putting on some nice music and getting something yummy to eat or drink, yeah? Let's have fun while we're doing this. And I'll speak again on the call in 2 weeks' time. Same time, same day in 2 weeks. And until then, I'll be touching base with you in the Facebook group. Have fun, my darlings. Enjoy. Take care, and we'll speak soon. Okay. Night.